Hey guys, happy Friday. I hope you have a fun weekend planned. If you're close with your mom, I hope you get to have a nice Mother's Day. I am heading out to Chipotle because I'm on my lunch break. It's going to be another one of those eating and talking, pillow talk audios, fun stuff. So I hope you enjoy. Oh, my car is struggling on this hill. Come on, Looms. My car's only 4 years old. You're okay. You're only going 55. See, I'm heading to the Chipotle. Fun stuff. Some Chipotles, if they're in like business districts, have a drive-thru, so you can order ahead on mobile and then pick it up. It is amazing. It is so amazing. Super convenient. I'm very excited for my chicken and guac bowl. Oh, how are you guys doing? It's always fun to ask questions and then see people's answers in the comments, especially for the pillow talk kinds of audios. So I have a question for you. What place do you go to most often if you order lunch? Do you get delivered? Do you go out and pick it up? Do you have a long, like hour-long lunch break and you go out and eat? Let me know. I'm really excited for today. After work, I get out for it kind of late, but I'm heading up to see my family because I'm going to be staying with my parents over Mother's Day weekend. They live about 2 hours north. And tonight I'm also seeing my best friend. We've been friends, gosh, I think since I was 7 and she was 8. We were in Girl Scouts together. So I get to see my best friend. She's finishing up an accelerated nursing program. So she's been in this program for a year and a half and she has her bachelor's in kinesiology already. But she's getting a nursing degree on top of that and she's finishing it up. So soon she'll be not free because nurses are insanely busy. And this friend of mine, she's such a hustler. She always works like 4 jobs because she acts and models on the side. So she's just super busy. But yeah, it'll be nice that she'll have one less thing to worry about because I know her program's been really stressful. I'm sure being a nurse is also stressful, but she's excited to graduate. And yeah, I'll get to see her. I haven't seen her in way too long. So that'll be really, really nice. Excited to hang with her and chat with her and catch up, see how life's going. Gosh, it's been too long. You know, before COVID, me and my friends, I was close with a few back in my hometown. And I was also close with my friend's boyfriend. So the three of us would often go out and just watch. We had this tradition where we would watch any horror movie that looked dumb. We had to go see it. That was just our thing. So we saw a lot of really dumb movies. We saw like the Bye Bye Man and the Slender Man movie. The Slender Man movie was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it. It is so funny. Like at one point, they're researching the Slender Man. Oh my god, this is making me laugh too hard. And they like go on like, you know, there's like Wikipedia and then there's like Wikia. They go on like the Wikia page for Slenderman and they just look him up and you just see this fucking Slenderman. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm sorry. This is, it was really funny. We were a little bit drunk when we saw it on like a weeknight and we could just, it was very funny. You just, please trust me on this. It was very good. We also used to have this tradition. I had this one job and it was a very good job. I enjoyed the work, but I had this coworker who was just such an asshat and he just, I don't know what it was, but he was such a dickhead to me. And so my friend was also working a shitty job. She was a manager at this like massage studio. But the owners were kind of batshit. And so we would go out and just get margaritas at Olive Garden because they actually have really good cheap margaritas. So we would just be at Olive Garden at like 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night, just bitching about our jobs. But it was great. Like, gosh, those are the days I'm going to remember forever. Just like complaining about my asshole coworkers, my friend, and hearing her crazy stories. Oh, I miss that girl. She's so funny. Every time I hang out with her, I'm like peeing my pants laughing because she's hilarious. Her boyfriend's really funny too. We go on double dates, me and my boyfriend, and her and her boyfriend sometimes, and it's a lot of fun. Oh, okay, I'm pulling into the Chipotle lane. Let's just do this real quick. Sorry, I'm gonna be socializing, so you might just hear me asking for food for a second. Can I get Diet Coke, please? You're the best. Thank you so much. Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. Have a good one. Shit, I just realized you guys heard my real name. Oh well. Few people listen to my Pillow Talk audios. And if you did hear that, just be cool. Please. Okay. Yum. How many more minutes do I have left of lunch? Let's see, I clocked out at... I think I have 20 more minutes of lunch. Cool. So, what are you guys doing for Mother's Day? If you're doing something. Not everybody does, you know, not everyone has a healthy relationship with their mom, so no shame if that's you. That's okay. Take care of yourself. My relationship with my mom is a lot better than it used to be. It's been pretty good for, I would say, the past 5 years. So I am going up to visit my parents, and my mom really wants to go hiking tomorrow. She's crazy active, my mom. She's in her 60s, but she's very, very active. She's very fit. My mom used to run, like, marathons and do, like, triathlons. And my mom has a really bad back. Like, it's genetic in our family. Our lumbars are weird. And she developed arthritis really early on, but she still ran marathons until she was 50. So my mom is crazy. She's very active. She and my sister are very sporty people. I like to exercise, but I'm not insane about it like they are. They'll push themselves way past the point of what's good for you. Oh yes, this looks so good. Oh my gosh. Oh fuck yes. They gave me lots of rice. I love them. Yes. Oh, my Chipotle bowl looks so good. She can listen. I'm smacking my lip. Sorry. I know it's rude to talk with my mouth full, but my lunch break is short, and necessity is the agent of innovation, as nobody actually says. Oh, those fajita veggies. So I'm going hiking with my mom tomorrow, and then on Sunday, my dad is an amazing cook, so he said he wanted to cook dinner either Saturday night or Sunday night. I'll probably stay late Sunday night anyway. The traffic is just easier on the 5 if I wait it out, but yeah, really excited to see my mom. and my dad. I miss them. My dad, he's a bit older as well. Both my parents, they're close in age, but they're both in their like mid to late 60s. They have me late. And so my dad does have a touch of dementia. My mom says it's been getting a little worse lately, so that worries me a bit. I'm gonna check in on him and play some chess with him for chess help. He likes to play, but my mom doesn't play chess, so I'm not any good. My dad's way better than me, but we'll see. Hopefully he's doing okay. I think he's just stressed. He's still working a lot. My poor dad. Needs a break. My parents are going on a big vacation this summer, so that'll be good. I'm excited for them. I feel like I talk about my family a weird amount for the kinds of stuff that I post. My family is very enmeshed. Like, we have a weird relationship in that, you know, Tolstoy said, what is the quote? Happy families are all the same. Dysfunctional families are all dysfunctional in their own way. Or unhappy families are all unhappy in their own way. You know, in Anna Karenina. I wouldn't say we're an unhappy family. I would say we're definitely a enmeshed dysfunctional family. But I do love them. We're just weird. I have a lot of, I'm quite extroverted, but I'm the quote-unquote introvert in my family. Even though my sister's much more quiet than me. But she does love being around people all the time. But because my family is so extroverted, they're prone to arguing a lot. And I'm the peacekeeper, if you can even imagine. Because I don't think I'm even that chill. I'm just more chill than they are. They're funny, though. They are funny. A lot of strong personalities. No, but they are a lot of fun. That's the thing. My family is very, they're very funny people. And like, when they're in good moods, they are such a pleasure to be around. Like, my dad is one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. My mom is quite funny too. I think she doesn't realize how funny she is, but I think she's sometimes, I have to admit, like, we are laughing at her a little bit because she is pretty weird, but she's very funny. She's a very funny lady. And my sister's really funny. She's one of those quiet, funny people where you don't expect them to say something funny per se, but then they'll just say something crazy out of nowhere. And you're like, oh my God, where did that come from? Yeah. We are all attention seekers in our own way as well. My dad definitely likes to be the comedian at any party. And he's quite funny. I'm sorry. This Chipotle bowl is so good. Oh. I've been dieting all week. Just eating protein bars for breakfast and lunch, and then like a lean cuisine at dinner, which is good because I did not keep up with my workouts this week. But I'm treating myself today because I didn't celebrate Cinco de Mayo yesterday. It was so delicious. I'm sorry, it's just so good. Protein bars are so gross. But yeah, I'm probably just gonna drift off into my own reverie of delicious Chipotle. But before I go, please leave a comment with your favorite food place. And ta-ta for now. Have a great weekend. Have lots of fun. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.